This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Indecision. Overthinking. Second-guessing every choice you make. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Beige on beige on beige. Ugh. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Swing at a high drive. That's going to tie the game. A blast by Riley, who missed out on back-to-back bases-loaded opportunities. Here he hits the solo shot, and he has tied the game. It's 3-3 here in the bottom of the seventh.
Welcome back, Midday Show. Back-and-forth game last night. Phillies with a Harper homer and a Turner homer, and Alvarado closing to finish it out. Also, heck of a start by Taijuan Walker, 4 2/3 of scoreless baseball. But that bullpen, Hugh, an issue right now, and it continues to be. It's thin down there. You feel it every single night. And it got me thinking last night, just watching the game and watching how they won. And your guy, Taijuan Walker, doing a good job last night. It does have the wheels spinning in my head a little bit here. Let me ask you a question. Well, I'll present something, but first I want to ask you and everyone something. Are you buying what you're seeing from Taijuan? Now, he's your guy. I mean, you basically called his first two starts to a T. Are you buying the new Taijuan?
I think so. Because the one thing I saw last night, he's locating very, very well, throwing heat, playing with a lot more confidence. I ain't going to lie, though. That fourth.
You were a little nervous.
Ooh. When he loaded some bases, then he came back and did it again. Yeah. Ooh. I was like, oh, they about to let me have it tomorrow. But he worked his way out of that. Defense played well. Shout out to the defense that they had behind him. Mm-hmm. You got to start. Like, that's a confidence builder against a good team because – if I'm not mistaken, I remember somebody saying, hey, wait, let's see what he does against the Braves. Was that you that did that, by the way?
Oh, yeah, it was.
Yeah.
And
so
he did it.
What a dope.
Listen.
I know.
You know what we got last night that we didn't get the other night? A pitcher's duel. Almost tweeted that out. But I was like, wait a minute.
You were nervous?
Yeah, because it just started to go a little south.
Yeah.
We got my man Nag Light on the mound for the Braves against Taijuan. And I'm like, wait a minute. This was the game that we thought we were going to get the other night.
Grant Holmes' nickname should be Natty Light, by the way.
It is Natty. Well, I call it Natty Light.
I like that.
Me too. So, all right. So you are buying Taijuan. Here's what I'm buying with him, Hugh. He looks to me like he's competent again to at least be a fifth starter, right? He's playable again. Now, I mean, do I think he's going to keep putting up zeros every start? No. I mean, we could be real about this. I don't think that's going to happen. But he looks competent. He looks like they could roll him out there as a fifth starter for a little while and get away with it. And, Hugh, that has opened up my mind to something. So Ranger Suarez starts a rehab assignment today. Let's play this out. Let's say Ranger needs two or three weeks to get ready to come back. 2 or 3 weeks from now, if Taijuan is still pitching like this, what do they do with Ranger? Because my first thought is the bullpen stinks right now. Ranger's been good in the bullpen before. Really good. I mean, 3 years ago, he was maybe one of the best two or three relievers. He closed games. Hugh, I am considering riding with your guy, Taijuan, letting him stick in that fifth spot in the rotation and saying, Ranger, we need your help in the bullpen because I know you could do that. Where do you come down?
Now, I know why you're picking Ranger because Ranger has more experience bullpen. Yep. But listen to me, and this is...
Wait, are you about to propose high-leverage Taijuan?
Uh-oh. listen to me. And the reason why I'm doing this is because I'm thinking, thinking in a vacuum. Mm-hmm. The fourth and fifth inning yesterday... didn't feel good about that. Look, and I want to say, even when y'all forced me, y'all twist my arm to make that prediction yesterday.
going to twist your arm. We would never do that.
You put pressure on transparency.
You put pressure on
the audience needs transparency.
But yesterday, when he worked his way out of the jam, I'm like, I don't know if I could live through another one of those. I know it's a long season, and I've been a little snowflake.
But you're the Taiwan guy.
I was being a little snowflake.
So you're moving him to the pen?
I would probably, in a two or three inning kind of setting, yes.
High leverage Taiwan.
I don't know about how much high leverage. We're talking about what, sixth inning?
I don't know. They need help down
seventh
there.
We all agree
they need help down there? The bullpen's not very good right now.
I would say, I want to see if I can put Ranger in the starting lineup and get more from him, and I'll put Taiwan in relief.
All right, let's hear from Topper. At least we're being honest together about the bullpen, that it needs help. Topper, and I know he can't say the truth, but here's Topper lying to everyone about his bullpen right now.
Yeah, I feel comfortable with it, you know. Like I said, Ruiz is throwing the ball well. I know he gave, what did he give up, a run tonight?
Two runs? Two walks.
Yeah, that was killer for him, leadoff walk. But, you know, I trust those guys. I have confidence in those guys.
You think he's telling the truth that he's got confidence in all those guys?
I do.
Stop.
I think it's early. And you have to, I think you're, what you're not factoring in is the desperation from the Braves. This was it. Like you even said going into this series that this could bury the Braves.
It could have.
They're fighting and scuffling. They were fighting and scuffling yesterday. They've been doing that this whole series. This, you can't deny with the star power that they had. I think what, Ryan had his family down there. Rasheed Wallace was down there watching. Like, they had some people watching the game. That had somewhat of a playoff atmosphere.
It has a big game early season feel. Yeah, it does.
That felt more, to me, watching the game last night and the night before, that felt more playoff atmosphere-ish than against the Dodgers.
They both felt big. Yeah, I mean, look.
Yeah, but that Brave game, those Brave games have been a back and forth, infinite tussle.
The Braves feel like they're bringing the most intensity of anyone they've faced so far. Because Dodgers are just a great team, but the Braves need these games. Yeah, I am. Kyle, where are you at on Taiwan? I'm starting to feel comfortable enough to let him roll as the fifth starter until Painter gets here. And I need help in that bullpen. If Ranger is healthy in 2 weeks and ready to roll.
Oh, yeah, and Ranger in the contract, yeah.
I'm not worried about that. You worried about Ranger's contract?
Well, he's worried about his contract.
You have a major league buddies again.
Oh, come on. I need outs. You worried about his dollars and his bank account.
See,
I need outs in the sixth inning.
This is the problem with fandom.
The problem with me, basically.
Because you don't want to look at it for what it is. Ranger Suarez is in a contract year.
Good for him.
You're going to tell Ranger Suarez when he just saw Nola get paid and Wheeler, hey, you know what? In a contract year.
Head to the bullpen. Yes.
No.
Yes.
I want to get paid like a starter. What? I want to get paid like a frontline
player. So now while we're airing things out, you know what the problem with you is?
what I do?
You're thinking too much about this guy's feelings.
I am.
This is just like the
who cares?
I am trying.
Sensitive Douglas.
Somebody's going to pay him millions of dollars. It's going to be fine.
He wants to be a frontline starter.
Good for him. I want to win the World Series.
I do too, Kyle.
Nah. But some are questioning.
I thought you'd be on to this. We're propping up your guy, Taiwan. No, now you're ripping
what
Taiwan.
I'm not.
You build him up just to tear him down.
It's unbelievable.
What's today? Thursday? Oh, it's getting close to Friday.
Yeah, that's what this is.
It wraps up.
Full transparency. I love what I'm seeing from Taiwan so far.
Get out.
It's been great. Yeah. Saiwan Walker. Some are referring to him as.
Okay. They haven't even listened to him for Cy Young.
About Taiwan yesterday, and you know, the first game against the Rockies, I was like, whatever. Let's see it a little bit more.
What I liked
about him yesterday was that he did get into a little bit of a jam.
The Taiwan
from the past 2 years would have imploded.
Oh, there would have been seven runs.
It would have been awful. We would have had to yank him. Mm-hmm. The fact that he worked out of that was a really, really encouraging sign. I just don't view him as a guy that can come out of the bullpen.
First of all, he doesn't throw hard.
I'll look in his career.
I don't know if he ever has come out of the bullpen.
Right. Ranger has experience doing it.
Yep.
I would feel a lot more comfortable. And even if we needed to bring Ranger in for long stretches, I understand that he's a lefty and we need a righty, but Ranger's been a starter for a while. That's where that experience will come in. Mm-hmm. He can go against lefties. We've seen him shove against lefties in the postseason. I would feel much better about Ranger coming out of the bullpen. And by the way, Ranger's got back issues. Maybe limiting the amount of times he's throwing the baseball is the best thing for both parties.
It might help. And he's been good at it. I mean, if you tell me Ranger's healthy and it's a big spot in the seventh inning, if Topper went and got him, I'd feel good. I think they have an option now. I never thought this was possible.
Yeah.
Before Taiwan's first start, when we all laughed at your prediction, I thought he was going to be off the team in 2 weeks. And yeah. Now it's like, wait a second.
He looks pretty decent. He looks pretty decent.
He looks at least like he belongs in a rotation somewhere.
Yeah. I mean, and these are questions, and these are things that you're going to have to answer as we progress through this. But my initial thought immediately is that Rangers not going to want to go in the bullpen.
Major league buddies.
I'm not trying to be his buddy. I'm trying to give you guys.
But you think Taiwan's going to want to go to the bullpen?
I don't think either one of them. But I think you have a better chance of putting Taiwan in the bullpen than you would Ranger. Well, in a smaller sample of size.
I think Ranger would do it. I mean, he might not be happy deep down, but I mean, what is he going to do? Say no?
I mean, this is a year of sacrifice, but I don't think initially he's going to want to do that. I don't.
So, look, they do have a couple weeks to play this out. He starts his rehab assignment today. Look, 3 weeks from now, if Taiwan's struggling, the conversation might be moot. Yeah, right. But if Taiwan's pitching well, I think they have an option there. 215-592-9494. Let's go to the phone lines here. Anthony in Norristown is up talking Boehm, Phils, and everything else. Hey, Anthony.
What is going on, guys? Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Anthony. What's up?
So I got a little thing on Boehm, a little thing on BG, but I would name this toy right now.
What do you got?
Simon.
Simon?
Nah.
Simon. Simon. I know Simon. Says,
yeah, Simon. You're talking about the one you had to repeat, though, right? The repeater.
Yeah.
It was the blue, yellow, red, and green.
Yes.
It's not, Anthony, it's not it. You would have heard the celebration buzzer. Yeah. But all right, I actually think people are giving good guesses.
They're just not getting this one.
Yeah. All right, Anthony, what do you got on all those topics?
So with Boehm, honestly, I think you sit him, and maybe not even for the whole game. You put him in the locker room. You have him listening to the game while he's meditating and just calming himself down.
That's a thought.
Trust me. Because at some point, if they get down, he might get this feeling like, I need to go out there and just maybe by a sixth, seventh inning, switch him in for somebody to go up the bat, and maybe he has this confidence that he didn't have before.
Let's send him on a darkness retreat, too, with Aaron Rodgers in Egypt.
With some ayahuasca.
Visit a witch doctor.
That might be the way we get rid of him. Where'd he go? He's somewhere. He's in Egypt. He's on a retreat. I don't know. Anthony, what do you think about BG?
BG, he needs to remain retired. He doesn't want to become a Tom Brady or one of these other people that retire and unretire. He won his last year with the Super Bowl. He's got two with the team. That's the perfect time to end it and then just, you know, hang out with the team, help support them, whatever, but, you know, retired.
So I hear you. It is a great ending. I mean, Hugh's right and you're right, Anthony. But what if he wants to play football?
Can't play forever, man.
I know, but why are we deciding his ending?
Well, because
he should get to write his ending, and I don't mean he gets to play here forever. If the mm-hmm. Eagles look, the Eagles have a lot of young defensive ends, right? They signed Ojulari, they signed Uche, they have Jalex Hunt, they have Nolan Smith. I mean, sometimes teams move on from you. That's okay. The Eagles are in their rights to say, "Hey, Brandon, we're ready. We're ready for the next step." But if Brandon wants to play football, and I'm not saying he wants to play somewhere else, but he should be allowed to play football.
I mean, you should play as long as you can, and Brandon's trying to do that. But, again, Joe, there's nobody that has had the career that Brandon's had in the NFL. He's one of one. And I feel, me personally, if it was me, as much as I want to play, you risk tainting that legacy, in my opinion, in my humble opinion. Because Brandon might not – like, again, and again, Joe, you're never going to get rid of that feeling. That feeling's never going to go away. Every Sunday I have to calm down because I want to play, but I can't.
You should try.
Oh, hell no. Man, I would die because I couldn't breathe after we ran the first play. It's hard to play football. I mean, it's no joke. And I remember when I retired and walked out there on the field and I saw that, I was very humbled because I was like, damn, I can't believe I did this for 10 years.
Because they were moving so fast, yeah.
Brandon did it for 15 years. And your body, like, read the social cues, your body's starting to break down. You can't, even though you might feel like you could play, but your body's telling you, bro, you can't do what you used to do. Hmm. That's the hardest thing. And I get it, man. And I'm not sitting here trying to tell Brandon, you know, that he shouldn't do what he feels in his heart or anything like that. But the writing's right there.
I wonder if it's actually harder when you still have something left in the tank.
Yes, like, I could imagine.
Right, like if you're done and the league is telling you you're done, your body's telling you, it's like, all right, I can't play anymore. I'm not good anymore. But if you're still good, like, I think it's part of why Jason was so emotional last year.
Because he can still play.
Right.
And he probably still struggled, especially with them winning the Super Bowl. You don't think Jason wanted to play?
I'm sure he did.
And you know Jason probably sat up there every day after he retired and said, damn, shouldn't have retired. But this is the decision I made, my family. And then you have to – see, this when you have to start looking at other things that you find joy in life. Like his kids, he just had another baby girl. Like, there are other things and other things – well, other ways you can channel your energy. Brandon just hasn't found that yet because football is life. And everything that he says about the locker room and the camaraderie, I get all of that. But, dude, you're not going to lose none of that. You're just not going to be a part of that locker room anymore. But the guys that you've played with over the years, you still got that family.
215-592-9494. Don't forget, later in the show, we have our new segment we end shows with now about you people. Yes, the YouTube audience. Because we are live on YouTube. Now you can watch the show as well as listen to it on YouTube. We'll check in with the YouTube audience coming up in a little bit. T in Georgia's up. Hey, T.
Yo, what's up, going? How's it going, guys?
Hey, T.
I appreciate you listening to you on the Audacity app down here on spring break as a teacher. Alec Baum, here's the deal. I'm sorry, send him down to AAA. And my rationale for this is maybe those young bucks on the farm team are going to get a message. And then maybe in return, Mr. Baum will also get a message and realize how important and how blessed he is to be in this position.
So here's what I would say to that, T. They would need to be able to have someone that could come up and take the spot. I mean, like, Aiden Miller is one of their top prospects. He's a shortstop. I think he could eventually be a third baseman. I think in 2 months, 3 months, if Aiden Miller's in the cover off the ball, maybe. You know, maybe he comes up and takes the spot. But if you're sending him down, are you just sending him down and playing Sosa every day? Is he the third baseman then?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's what I'm going with. Okay. And then also, I'm going to have to mention something. I'm not sure. I'm talking about mindset, like mindset cue. It's going to adjust, in my mind, Alec Boehm's position in life.
Well, it would have to be humbling. I mean, any player that's been in the big leagues this long to be sent down to the minor leagues would be incredibly humbling. I mean, I don't know, Hugh, I don't know how he'd respond to it. I actually think he'd be embarrassed.
Yeah, a little bit of that, especially when you talk about being an all-star. And then all of a sudden, what would you say?
Is that bad though?
Maybe not.
To get sat down?
No, to be embarrassed.
Oh, so yeah, I think it would be bad for him. I don't know. I don't know Alec Baum's origin story. I don't know how he came up, but it's obvious in some aspects of his play, he hasn't had a whole lot of adversity because it doesn't feel like he handles it well. Say, like, on the flip side of that, we talk about Taijuan Walker and the year he had, and we laughed and giggled last week when Topper was talking about how he got booed and how he felt bad for the kid, and everybody was like, so what? He endured that for a whole year.
Yeah.
And he compartmentalized that, came out, and he's having the start that he's having. Everybody's not built the same.
Well, look at the opposite. I mean, we could all have our opinions on how great of a quarterback Jalen Hurts is. Here's what we all agree. He's mentally tough.
Right? Yes.
Think about Jalen Hurts. You said his origin story. Benched and then transferring, second-round pick. You know, the Jalen Hurts, we all agree, is a mentally tough player. And Alec Baum right now is it. T, we appreciate the phone call. All right, let's go to Angelo in Westchester. What's up, Angelo?
Hey, what's up?
Angelo, what's up, buddy?
So my comment here also, one quick thing. Thank you, Hugh, for taking a picture of me last week at opening day. Just had to get that out the way real quick.
Oh, there you go, man. The people.
I was being nice.
Yeah, at least that day.
Dude, you're always nice, man. My one thing is with Bone is this, we're too late. I mean, if he sat around here, but we're saying 6 years on the ball club, he sat around guys like Harper, Schwarber, Nola, Wheeler, Real Muto, the list goes on. And he's not learning. He has the same mental age as when he came in here. And it's not going to get better. We could send him down. That's not going to do anything but diminish his trade value. But there's really no trade value because we didn't get rid of him during the offseason. We don't have a replacement for him like other guys. Like, we have – the one thing I was confused when we signed Trey Turner is we had Aiden Miller down there. So we put a lot of pressure on the both of them. And then we have Crawford in the outfield. There's three guys in the outfield next season that are likely going to be fighting for a platoon spot. if not a bench spot, because Crawford's going to be starting on this team next year. So it's a lot of the same things, and I don't know why we put our basket, I mean, so much in the breadbasket with Bone.
Well, yeah, I don't know. Here's the one thing, though. They haven't re-signed him. I think they realize he's not long for here. It's just a matter of the present versus the future, right? Like, I don't think he's going to be their third baseman 3 years from now, Angelo. I think that ship is sailing away. But do they need him?
Who can we go in the direction now that we sat here waiting for so long is my big thing.
Well, yeah, I mean, if I had to guess, I think they're going to still trade him. I think at some point between now and the end of his contract, a year and a half from now, they're going to trade him. It's a matter of when and what they could get back. And like, none of this is going to happen tomorrow. So they got to try to get still something out of him before that all happens. And I would drop him in the order tonight. Angelo, what do you got for us for a guess for Hughes Clues? What is he talking about?
G.I. Joe figures.
That's a good guess.
Good guess, Angelo.
Now they're getting warmed up. Are we talking about, like, to be more specific, even you didn't win, by the way, but I just wanted to know which ones you're talking about. Are you talking about the 6-inch G.I. Joes, or are you talking about the little G.I. Joes?
Yeah, what are you talking about?
Yeah, he's not here anymore, but that's okay. I think he was thinking about the little ones.
The little ones. Because I don't know, because when I was growing up, the big G.I. Joes.
That's what I had.
Was with the hair. They had the facial hair.
I don't know.
They had. So it just all depends on which one you're talking about.
How do you feel that we're 2.5 hours in and people haven't
gotten it? No, people got it. It's just that.
No, people did not get it.
Well, people that follow me on the Twitter, they got it. And they heard it. They know what it is.
I wonder if the you people have it.
The you people ain't got it. They're warm, though. Okay. You're warm. Okay. I think you're forgetting about this.
Oh, you checked in on the you people?
I checked in on the you. Well, I don't check the YouTube. I wait for Kyle. I like that to be a surprise.
Yeah, I like that,
I like
too.
For the mean and hurtful things to be said to be a surprise.
He was an idiot. Oh, I didn't know that. Let's go to Andy in Westchester. What's up, Andy?
Bad Clue Hugh.
That might be a top seed next year in the bracket of Hughes.
And you know these clues are fire. Andy, I think me and you are about the same age. Just think about it for a minute.
I know. I have a bunch of things, but I will hang on. But I like also his wise old Hugh with Brandon Graham. Are you certain he was saying how he said that to him? Because I thought he said he was praying and said Lord told him to – you know, go out on top.
You know what? We could play it again. And so John Clark put up, that's where I first saw it. And then we went and found the audio.
He did say something about the Lord and Howie.
But Howie was part of it. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So John Clark put the quote up. We played the audio of the quote. And then at the end, the context, the backdrop was Howie talking about his conversation. Brandon talking about his conversation with Howie, suggesting that he retire. Like the person he was referencing saying it's a fairy tale ending was Howie.
Okay. I kind of missed that because I thought he was saying he was praying and that's the answer he got. But all right. Well, anyway, with Bohm, I feel for him and that he's going through this mental thing, but what is it possible to put him on the 15-day list on the IL and just let him go clear his head?
It is. Yeah, I mean, teams do this. You kind of have to have it's like a wink, wink, nudge, nudge. Like, the player's got to be on board. I mean, you can't just tell him you're hurt and he's, like, got to pretend he's hurt. Like, the Dodgers do this a lot, Andy, and I always think half of it is make-believe. But I think everyone's on board. Like, it's almost like a break for their pitchers they give them, and they say, you know, whatever, back inflammation. You know, something very vague. So if they do it, they'd probably have to be on the same page with him. Like, hey, let's take a little rest here, and we'll just call it a sore back or whatever.
Right. Or, I mean, you hear personal reasons.
Right. Yeah, you can do that too. Yeah.
If you bench him, then he's sitting there stewing. You know what I mean? He's sitting there with everyone, and he's going to feel like crap. If he's just gone for a couple weeks, maybe it gives him some time to get together. But who knows? He had a whole off season, and doesn't seem like it worked.
It does not, unfortunately. Andy, where are you at? What's your guess? What do you got for us?
All right. So I know all the ladies would be falling all over you if you rolled up on your green machine.
Nailed it! Andy, you know.
That's what I'm talking about. The green machine was the hottest toy on the strip.
Tricycle.
I had the stupid thing that, you know, ended up burning out the wheels on.
No, listen. I was telling Joe, it, the big wheel is the Mustang. And the green machine is the 5.0.
All right, Andy.
That's the one, the 5.0 ball.
Was I being disrespectful? He was trying to describe
it
to me this morning. And I was like, the tricycle.
It's not a tricycle.
Well, it is.
And he got upset because it was a tricycle.
It's not a tricycle.
How many wheels? How many wheels?
Tricycles are metal.
How many wheels did this
have? Three.
It's three wheels.
But
hold
up, though. The big wheel had a handbrake. You, the Big Wheel had a handbrake.
Oh, wow.
Right.
And
the two levers.
Man, listen.
Living in caveman times, a handbrake was a big invention.
When you were little,
Kyle,
and you hit the corner
ago.
On the Big Wheel.
The 70s was a long time ago.
You hit the corner on your Big Wheel, man, on your green machine, and hit that handbrake and spin out.
And the ladies were
and
there.
And all the ladies are, oh, look at him.
That's
he
why
was
always
winning.
Had holes in your wheels.
That's it. Yeah, you had to get another Big Wheel. Mom was like, no, you ain't getting another Big Wheel. But Mom.
But I don't think calling it a tricycle is that offensive.
It's disrespectful.
It's a tricycle.
It's like calling a Harley a motorcycle. That's what it is.
It's not.
Is a Harley a motorcycle?
A Harley is a bike.
What?
So it's a horse.
It's a motor.
It's called a horse.
What are you talking about?
Most people call Harley horses. They're iron horses.
Okay, but is it not a motorcycle?
But it's an iron horse. Harley Davidson is an iron horse.
I feel like you're tap dancing.
I am not tap dancing.
Andy, congratulations.
I am standing on business.
You're tap dancing. Andy won a $100 gift card to Sunoco. Get the highest level performance out of your car with 94 octane. Now available exclusively at Sunoco gas stations in Philadelphia. All right, coming up, we'll get to your phone calls on Boehm, BG, Taiwan. Big win for the Phillies last night with the Turner home run and Alvarado closing out. But we got to get to a pretty juicy situation brewing in the NFL that the Eagles could potentially get involved in. A huge name, and maybe he's not going to be on his team for very much longer. We'll hit that next midday show on Sports Radio 94 WIP. Swing into the biggest golf event of the year with FanDuel in partnership with Valley Forge Casino, where every putt and every drive can bring you closer to victory. Right now, all customers can get a profit boost every round of the first major. Boost your winnings on anything from outright winners to round leaders to tourney matchups and so much more. I'm on Colin Morikawa in this tournament. FanDuel is your go-to for betting on Augusta. Tee off with a variety of bet types and live bet as the tournament drama unfolds. So don't wait. Visit FanDuel.com/GIGLIO to download FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook, and swing for some green at Augusta. FanDuel Sportsbook is the official partner of 94 WIP.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North convenience stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I've been working with a nurse dietitian for the last 6 months, and it's been life-changing. I've lost weight, healed my relationship with food, and have way more energy. Working with a dietitian online to create a personalized nutrition plan was so easy thanks to Nourish. The best part? I pay $0 out of pocket because Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans. 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
Hey, it's me, Paige DeSorbo, and I'm so excited to share my new shoe collection at DSW, filled with my favorite styles and trends for spring. Because if you know me, you know I'm kind of obsessed with shoes. And by kind of obsessed, I mean head over heels. You're going to love these shoes. So snag super cute styles like cute flats, fun heels, and cool sneakers from the Paige DeSorbo collection right now at your DSW store or DSW.com.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com. Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps. Restrictions apply.
Is this you singing to Alex? For one of our first calls,
everybody.
Big wheel. You got a friend in
me. You on his tricycle? When the
road big wheel, man. Green machine. Green machine. Green machine was that thing, though, boy. With that handbrake, hit that handbrake on him. It didn't sound like that, but as a kid, that's what you wanted it to sound like.
I can see you going right back to your childhood this morning. I can see it in your
donut,
face.
Doing donuts in the parking lot in my big wheel, and rolling up.
The girls are cheering for you.
This is my childhood, by the way. Toy Story. Big Toy Story guy.
Toy Story's great. Mm-hmm. A little Woody thing going on over there.
A little Woody. Excuse me? That doesn't sound real crazy when you said it.
Sorry. You kind of remind me of Woody from Toy Story.
I used to dress up as Woody all the time when I was little.
I mean, can you not see it?
You used to dress up as Woody?
I mean, if you asked me to say a Disney character that Kyle would be.
Big heart. So, I'm childish.
Woody. Even when it wasn't Halloween, you could see me dressing up as Woody.
I used to dress up as Woody all the time.
Now Hugh's going to giggle for the rest of the show.
A lot of girth.
There it is. All right. Before we go any further with this nonsense and all the Alec Bohm stuff, which in general is nonsense because he's just struggling so much right now. Hugh, we got a situation we got to monitor.
What we got?
All right. So yesterday, T.J. Watt, one of the great pass rushers of...
Man, T.J. Watt a beast.
108 career sacks already at the age of 30. He is unbelievable. Last year, in a down year for him, 11.5 sacks. Year before, 19.
He gets off the ball.
4 years ago, 22.5 sacks. All right, so we know how good T.J. Watt is. He had a cryptic Instagram post where he kind of put up peace signs. So,
deuces!
Well, a lot of people out in Pittsburgh are saying this is not him. This is not the way he typically acts, right? He's not like a look-at-me social media guy. So what's going on here?
Tired of losing.
Well, maybe that's it.
Or tired of not going to the playoffs.
Or tired of not getting the kind of money he wants after Myles Garrett got his contract. So there's a lot going on here. Mark Colobi, who covers the Steelers, a guest of the Pat McAfee show often, he said it's something to watch, that there's something going on here with his contract.
We on TJ Watch?
We are officially on TJ
Watch. TJ Watch.
TJ Watch, yeah, that's what we're on. Hugh, that's pretty good
Nailed
stuff.
Nailed it,
Hugh. All right, we have some audio here on NFL Network? What's going on with TJ Watch? Let's hear it.
TJ Watt is in a contract negotiation situation with the Pittsburgh Steelers. We have seen several top edge rushers get paid. Myles Garrett topping $40 million. We still have Micah Parsons need to get paid. We still have Trishan needs to get paid. But TJ Watt, set to make just $21 million this year, is in that category. Generally, when a player makes a social media post that forces us to talk about it on TV like we're doing right now, it is because contract negotiations are not going as well as anybody had hoped. If they were going well, if things were all wrapped up, then this would be more like this and less like this, right? I mean, that's kind of what we're reading into it. So I think we could safely say the contract talks between TJ Watt and the Steelers are not off to a rip-roaring start. Doesn't mean they won't get there. They've gotten there before. He is a great player who deserves every penny. But for the sake of this argument, right now in this discussion, let's assume that TJ Watt is not exactly the most thrilled person on earth dealing with this contract.
You know that photo of Howie with the binoculars from a few years ago?
Looking to see?
That's me right now. I'm Howie with the binoculars watching this thing. Hugh, your thoughts on Watt, and let's play it out. Let's say this thing hits a snag and they really can't agree to a contract. How much are you willing to give up for TJ Watt and Jalen Carter rushing together? What do you think?
See. Now, this is where I'm with you to a certain extent. Mm-hmm. This is where we're going to part ways, and Kyle's probably going to go bananas.
Yeah.
I'm not going to be able to get TJ Watt because I'm not going to be able to pay. Because the money that TJ Watt is going to want for the time that he's here, mm-hmm. you're going to have to pay Jalen Carter. Like, Jalen Carter is going to get a boatload of money. So you got to have to pay him, TJ Watt, and Jalen Carter eventually. So I don't think that this is a move that presently, the way the Eagles are constructed, that they could do. I really don't. I would love for it to happen. Don't get me wrong, because when we talked about it, I was like, oh, that'd be great. But now when I think about it and I think about the money that we're going to have to get and give to him and the money that Jalen Carter's going to get, it's not going to fit.
So I understand your point. I'm disappointed in you, though. I mean, aren't you thinking about? Don't you used to be a pass rusher?
I am,
what happened
and I
to
was,
you?
Days like, are long initially,
gone. What happened?
But see, this is the problem, because I feel a lot of times as fans, we always talk about what we want, but we're not being realistic about how we're going to get it.
All right, so here's why I get that.
This, you see what I'm saying?
This
so we had to be realistic.
Yeah, it reminds me of the Myles Garrett thing.
Yes.
He's the same age. He wants a record contract. And you're right, the Eagles have issues salary cap-wise. It's why they've let players go this offseason. They got to pay some other guys.
Yeah.
But the longer this plays out, you know who has 20 picks in the next 2 years?
The Eagles.
The Eagles. So I'm monitoring this because what if this gets to the summer and they still can't agree to a contract and he's holding out? I understand the money deep down is an issue and the Eagles got to figure out how they're paying everyone. But what if the Eagles, like, I'm not giving up 2 1s for him. Like, I'm not, because he's at that age where he could fall off soon and they got to figure out money stuff. But what if it gets to the summer, Hugh, and he's holding out in Pittsburgh and they could get him for a small price in terms of the trade value?
The trade value, but then you have to pay him because that's a sign and trade.
I know, but the double whammy is what I think the Eagles probably won't do. The 2 first-round picks and $40 million a year. But what if the summer rolls around and he's like, I'm not playing with Pittsburgh anymore, and they say, all right, we'll give you a 2 and a 3. I got to bring him in.
Yeah,
I have to.
But you're giving a 2 and a 3, and you're still running the risk, if you don't sign him,
I know,
of him leaving at the end of the year.
This is his last year of his deal.
Yeah, so, I don't think, if I'm TJ, I'm in my last year of my contract, I'm not playing for anybody if they're not signing and trading. I mean, if they're not signing me, if I'm traded.
Right.
I'm not doing none of that. Because you're 30, you're still playing at a high level, but you're 30. So you're looking for that financial security. So no, I'm not playing. I'm not playing for less than whatever dollar amount he wants to play for. I'm not doing that.
Did you do anything for
him? Here's what I'm doing. I'm monitoring the situation. I'm Howie with the binoculars, and if the price drops because he holds out or whatever, I'm pouncing on this and I'll figure the contract situation out later on. I mean, how could I not? Kyle, I already know what you're gonna say, but TJ Watt, he is, we could call him our literal white whale here. Yep. Imagine TJ Watt and Jalen Carter together.
I mean, where was this energy with Myles Garrett? I'm wondering.
Wait a minute.
For me?
Yeah. So like the same age?
No.
Myles Garrett's probably better.
Hold on. Because I did say I would not give up 2 1s for Myles Garrett.
Okay, I would do that in a heartbeat for TJ Watt.
I wouldn't do that.
I think you're out of your mind.
Well, because we have to also pay him and the 2 1. I'm saying,
oh, great. Awesome. You'll get TJ Watt. Love it.
If the price drops, I'm watching this. Well, I'm monitoring.
I will do whatever it takes to get TJ Watt.
Whatever it takes.
Yeah.
Well, at least I want him here. Hugh doesn't even want good players anymore.
Yeah, you can pretty much copy and paste my entire argument for the Myles Garrett thing TJ Watt. This is one of the biggest no-brainers you could possibly have if you're the Eagles.
I'm just, again, imagine TJ Watt and Jalen Carter together.
But financially, it's not going to make sense.
Screw that.
Hold on a second. What if we made it make sense?
How?
Will you
get rid of AJ?
Yes. Do I need to spend this much on the offensive side of the football?
Wait a minute. AJ, you getting rid of AJ Brown?
Well, no, you asked me a question.
And you answered it very, very quickly.
Okay.
You said yes.
For the next 2 years, if I could have AJ Brown or TJ Watt, I would take TJ Watt. And I'll still score a bunch of points with Devontae Smith and Saquon Barkley.
And Golden.
And a receiver they could draft in the first or second round. And I'll put TJ Watt and Nolan Smith and Jalen Carter, and let's go win the Super Bowl
y'all
again.
Y'all talk about me living in a fairy tale world.
What are you talking about?
Y'all don't know how these things work. Like, you got to pay TJ.
I'm subtracting the AJ money.
You're definitely not going to do that this year.
Could.
You're not subtracting that. It's a beautiful dream. It is. But it's not going to happen. That's one of the reasons why Sweat's not here, because they didn't want to pay him. Matter of fact, he took a pay cut.
Yeah, but this is different.
Well, yeah, I mean, and I'm not.
I mean, TJ Watt.
That.
Yeah,
I'm not saying TJ Watt.
Stop it,
you. And I'm not saying Sweat him the same stratosphere. Mm. But you're going to allocate a lot of money to TJ, which, when you look at our cap, our money, our coffers, we ain't got that much.
Do you
bread.
Even Howie, bro? Like, this whole, like, oh, it's a nice dream. People would have said that
Howie.
About A.J. Brown before we traded for him on draft night.
Yep.
Saquon Barkley.
Like
Howie can make these
personal.
Things happen.
Okay. I mean, I don't think it's going to happen.
I didn't think that was very personal. I'm just wondering if you even Howie.
All right, so let me throw something at you. Let me throw something at you.
What you got?
Okay. Because we keep saying they can't afford another defensive player because they're going to pay Jalen.
Jalen about to get a ton of bread.
Let me just say something, and I'm not even saying it's going to happen. It's just a hypothetical. What if Nolan Smith turns into TJ Watt? Guess what he's going to ask for? Like, let's say Nolan Smith comes out this year, and the way he played the last 8 or 9 games, he does it for a full season. He has 18 sacks.
Mm-hmm.
He's going to want $35 million a year. Are we going to let Nolan Smith go?
I think that when you talk about what he could potentially be. This ain't the contract, because they're all coming up, because they all been drafted. They were all drafted around the same time. I know the Kobe's fifth year option is coming up. They got to figure that out, if I'm not mistaken.
I'm just saying, just got to live in this world where only they're going to pay Jalen Carter. Then eventually we're going to let Nolan potentially go. And what if Quinyon turns into an all pro?
I know that's a whole lot of what if hypotheticals, but right now, if I'm Howie, all of my resources that I'm potentially going to allocate are going to be for Jalen Carter, because Jalen Carter right now is the end all to be all on this defense. He's that guy. What you're talking about, I will cross that bridge when I get to it. But right now, when I look at this team and the way that it's constructed, a lot of money on the offensive side of the ball,
and not much on defense.
I can't pay both of those guys.
See, like what I'm envisioning, at some point they're going to have to make a hard decision.
Yes,
and either take money off the offense and give it to the defense, or let a defensive player that they want to keep go. And so that could be like the TJ Watt's just a name for right now, mm-hmm. but it could be Nolan Smith 2 years from now.
But right now, to your point, Joe, they're not thinking that way. I think they're more thinking, okay, if that happens, we'll cross that bridge and we'll get
to it. That's what they're doing.
But it's almost a guarantee that Jalen Carter has to be that guy. Jalen Carter is a throwback to when Reggie White and those guys used to play. Jalen Carter played damn near 90% of the snaps.
He's amazing.
Only cats that do that are offensive players. So when you look at the league as a whole, and I'm not saying this to trigger anybody, but this is exactly what I'm talking about. Luxury, not a necessity.
Because
people aren't hearing what I'm saying is that defensive players nowadays, if you're playing a 60-snap game on defense, you're probably, like Brandon and those guys, playing 30 snaps. They're not playing the whole game. They're going in a rotation.
Well, especially the upfront guys.
Yeah, the upfront guys. They're rotating those guys. Offensive linemen never come off the field. They never come off the field. Jalen Carter, think about it like this, people. He was the only defensive lineman that didn't come off the field. He's going to get that kind of money because of his contribution and what he brings to the table. He's a 60-snap player, 60-snap-a-game player in an era where guys only play half of that the game. So he has to be your priority. TJ Watt, the same thing. So when you look at that, who they got? Cam Hayward, right? They got Cam Hayward. They got TJ Watt. Those guys were drafted there. The money that you're going to give for T.J. Watt, T.J. Watt's going to want to get paid.
86% of snaps last year.
Who was that?
T.J.
That's what I'm saying. Those are those guys.
I know.
We don't have those guys. We don't have all of those guys. We got one of those guys. So they're not going to want to pay. I don't think they're going to want to pay both of them.
How about having two instead of one?
No, I would like that. But financially, I don't think that the Eagles are going to be in a position to do that.
I think you have anti-elite edge rusher bias because you're worried about people coming for your sack record.
Why you're okay with Josh Sweat.
I am not.
We saw right through it.
Yep. You guys are ridiculous.
It's why you were hesitant to buy in the Bond thing because he's 53. We see right through this.
Right through you.
I sit here
because
every
if TJ
day.
Watt arrives, you fall down the list of great Eagles pass rushers.
I have an agenda. I am okay with that. Mm. But I like how when I bring logical facts to the table, it always comes out in your guys' eyes that, like, I'm hating. I'm not hating. I'm thinking.
We're like anybody else in their car listening. Like, wait a second. Hugh doesn't want TJ Watt. Yeah. Why? And then the wheels start spinning.
Is that right? Is that what it is?
He must not want him to get more sacks in an Eagles uniform.
Okay. All right. Okay.
At least you admit it. At least you admit it.
It's gatekeeper Douglas.
Yeah, that's... We just grew up today. You've admitted it. Yeah.
I cannot wear it with this one. Yeah. You guys are a mess.
Wow. I'm surprised you didn't you people us.
I thought about it, but I was like, it is.
We got the hardest you people of all time earlier in the show.
I know. It was outrageous. All right. At least we're not the only one. Kashmir the Pocono is disappointed in Hugh. What's up, Kashmir?
Kashmir. What did I do?
I am disappointed in you, Hugh, because you as a former player should know that if another player is not doing his job and he's sulking on the field and making your team worse and is making it harder for you to do your job as a player because you were one of the star pass rushers in the league back when you played, Hugh. And guess what? Just like Bryce Harper is one of the star home run hitters and star hitters of his Phillies team in baseball, he's making it harder on guys like Harper and Turner because of him sulking and him not being able to get a damn hit to save his life. He's making it harder on them. So guess what? Hugh, as a former player, you should be saying to this cat, yo, bro, you're making life more difficult on me because let me ask you a question, Hugh. Let me ask you a question. What would you be saying to a player in his fifth or sixth year and he continues to sulk on the sidelines, he's throwing his helmet, he's missing blocking assignments, he can't shed blocks, he can't make any tackles, he's not doing his job, and he's sulking on the sidelines, he's got a piss-poor attitude, and you got other teammates calling this cat out, saying he's not doing his job. Hugh, what would you be saying, Hugh?
You want me to answer this question honestly?
Answer.
Yes!
I'm going to say, hey, bro, are you okay? We need you. We need you to pick it up. We need you to pick it up.
It's been 6 years, bro! Hey,
Cashmere, you asked me to answer a question, and I gave you the honest...
Doesn't like your answer.
He wants an answer a certain way.
Nobody likes my answers. Nobody likes the way that you have to handle these situations.
Maybe look in
but
a mirror,
guess
then.
What, Cashmere? Guess what? I hear
Maybe
what you're
is
saying.
Maybe this why he defends Bohm. Bohm's the same way.
Guess what, Cashmere? I hear what you're saying. But you can't handle every situation with a heavy head. You remember Latrell Sprewell? Y'all remember him?
Yes. I remember
what happened when Latrell Sprewell?
That's
what I'm getting to. What happened when PJ was yelling at Latrell? Got hands put on him. You can't talk to everybody. Like, my point is this.
PJ got choked out.
You can't talk to everybody like that nowadays. That's when it started. Cats started talking about, hey, coach, don't get Sprewelled up in this piece. That's why coaches like Bill Parcells and those old school coaches, they had to hurry and get out the league. Cats ain't dealing with that no more.
Bohm's not going to Sprewell Topper.
But no. Here's the thing. But can I mind if I rebut you real quick?
No, you got it.
Here'll be my rebuttal. I understand. Like, here's the thing. I understand what you're saying. Like, a guy like Jimmy Johnson wouldn't be able to coach in today's NFL because he would get on players like that. So I understand. You know, even though he was one of the great defensive coordinators of all time, if not the greatest, I get that. But here would be my issue, right? This city still has not changed. We still demand, and I know I live in the Poconos, but Joe, just like Joe, you gave me an I count as an honorable Philadelphia fan, right? You agree, right, Joe?
Oh, you're a great Phillies fan. I don't care if you're in the Poconos or right next to us.
Yep, and so I count as a Philadelphia sports fan. So I count as one of you guys. So I will say this: we still, as a Philadelphia fan base, Hugh, we still hold our players accountable. We still demand a lot out of our players. And if we see you, and here's the thing, right? If we see you sulking on the field, throwing your helmet, throwing your bat, acting like a six-year-old who just dropped a piece of cake, if we see you acting like that
would hit home. That analogy hit home.
It really did, yeah.
While still performing awfully terribly and making life more difficult and making the game harder for guys like Bryce Harper and Kyle Schwarber and Trey Turner, who rely on Bohm to be able to do his job to a not a great level, but to a level that can make us better because we're trying to win a championship here, man.
No, I hear what you're saying.
You know, the Harper point you brought up, Cashmere, it's a great phone call with a lot of passion. Hugh, I do wonder at some point if Harper, because Harper's the one on days where they face a right-handed pitcher, right? So Schwarber leads off, Turner's 2, Harper 3, Bohm 4, right? Mm-hmm. Harper's the one that eventually is going to be the most affected because pitchers are going to stop pitching to him or pitch around him and make it hard. Like, eventually I wonder how long until Harper goes to Topper and be like,
what are we doing?
I need protection, right? Like, and that could be Castellanos right now or, you know, however they're going to do it. Like, if I'm Bryce, I'm like, because this happened in the playoffs. Remember the year they played the Diamondbacks? Mm-hmm. The Diamondbacks stopped pitching to Bryce because they wanted to go after Bohm.
Yeah.
Like, that's also another element to this that Topper's got to be sensitive to. If Bryce is being affected, then I got to make a move.
And I understand all of that. I don't think we're there where we have to make those drastic decisions just yet.
Are you serious? It's April 10th.
No. And you say it jokingly, but you see it. There's a level of seriousness in
yes, there.
It's too early for that move to be made. Now, everything that Cashmere said, everything that you're saying, I believe that to be true. But there's also the delivery when you're talking to a player. And the way that I said everything that Cashmere said when I said, hey, man, we need you. Because that's the truth. I need you. I need you to protect me in order. It's the way you said. You can't go to say, hey, dude, you stink. You make too much money to be playing like this and da-da-da-da-da. That's nobody responds
this,
to that.
This whole thing about you taking the pledge, it's done.
Wait,
you didn't
take it seriously at all.
What do you mean I didn't take it seriously?
Because nothing that we've talked about with the Phillies so far has been pledge-like attitude.
Wait a minute.
You've abandoned the pledge instantly. You didn't even take it seriously. You're doing nothing on everybody.
You were giggling through the pledge.
It was a joke.
You were giggling.
Seriously? I'm giggling?
No, not now. No. During the pledge.
Well, you were. Everybody heard it.
We took the pledge to keep hold the Phillies
accountable. You know why I try to bring some maturity to this station, especially in this time slot?
Yep,
maturity,
that's right.
You got upset because I called the toy a tricycle this morning.
It was not a tricycle. It's a green
so thing. Mature.
Because you guys are so emotional about everything.
No, not us.
You're ready, like, okay, granted, it's more than one game sample size. It's more than one game sample size. But it's too early to be making all these drastic moves just yet.
Didn't take the pledge seriously.
I did take the pledge seriously.
No, because this whole too early nonsense that's not the pledge.
The clock is ticking. There's only 151 games to go.
The clock is ticking.
215.
11 games in, and we're already making moves. We're already bitching. People were sending them down to AAA.
All I said is drop them in the order.
Boy, I tell you, you people today, man.
Oh, here we go again. Ooh, defending everyone with the you people stuff. All right, 215-592-9494. Your phone calls. Daily Mock coming up on the other side. We also have another Sunoco gift card to give away. They gave us two today.
Ooh.
How about that?
Let's be giving away the second.
We'll do it by caller number four right now to the contest line. 215-988-1258. 215-988-1258. Caller number four right now. Four where Bohm should not bat tonight. Caller number four wins this gift card. On the other side, the Daily Mock at 1 o'clock on Sports Radio 94 WIP. A great lawn is like a great sports team. It takes expertise and a little extra care to really stand out. That's where True Green comes in. They're the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour, so they know a thing or two about keeping grass looking like a fairway. Here's the best part. It's more affordable than you think, and they'll even match any competitor's price. Plus, True Green backs it all up with a satisfaction guarantee. Not happy? They'll come back between visits to make it right. Don't wait. Head to TrueGreen.com today. Let the pros do the work while you sit back and enjoy the results.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.